Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. It's Jordan from Family First. I'm trying to reach out to Chivon Makiking.
Yes, this is she.
Alright, ma'am. I was just giving you a call because I was assigned as your new care coordinator. I was just checking in to see if everything is going well so far with your current caregiver, Janaira Rutledge.
Yes, she's good.
Perfect. Also, checking if you've been in the hospital lately by any chance?
Yeah, I was in a hospital. I had to go to the emergency room last week sometime. I burnt my hand.
Oh, okay. Do you have to stay over there for some time? I mean, like, a minute or
no.
Something? No. Okay.
No.
All right. And the 286 Sheffield Road is still the address, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, some heads up. I mean, like, whenever you are admitted into the hospital or something, the caregiver must notify this to our agency or just advise her to let us know. That's when the services stop and the insurance will pay only the hospital, but not the home care. It's just like a heads up. And other thing is, like, you know, between the plan of care and the range of things that the caregiver is able to do for you, there could be like company for you for some medical appointments or errands and stuff. The idea is like for her to start, I mean, to always start her shifts at your place and end them at your place, okay? That's like the general rule. But besides that, I mean, like, anything can be done in between, and, like, I mean, you guys can take care of that. If
yeah,
there's
what
any...
What if things run over and we're, wherever we are, taking care of business and the time ends?
Yeah, I do see that normally she has an afternoon shift. Just put an example that she has, I mean, just in the worst case scenario, if she has, for example, this afternoon at night that she has to come by 7 and she has to stay over more hours, I advise her to text me and let me know, hey, I'm staying more time until you come back home, because she has, I imagine that she has to drop you up back home, and she can take less hours over the weekend. Like, just like a way to play with them. I don't know if you get it, you know?
Yeah.
So we can adjust the schedule. But the main thing is, like, for us to have communication, so that way, like, we're all in the same page, okay?
Okay.
All right. So this is my number, as always. And, well, you have a beautiful day and take care, okay?
I do have a question.
What?
I've signed up for my middle through my insurance company. And it didn't go through yet, and I think it's been like a week or two now that I haven't heard back from Mom's Mill.
Okay, I see it's from Keyston. You submitted to Michael McDermott, right?
Yeah.
And can we please confirm the number that you have for him? Normally, these are direct lines. So do you have his direct line?
Yeah, you have it.
I have it. It's ending on 6079. Is it the same you got?
Yeah.
Okay, try to reach out to him directly. It will get, I mean, the request will get directly to him. Because when it comes to, like, these supplies, like meals and stuff, they are the ones who have control over it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Bone. So, as always, this is my number. It was nice meeting you today, okay?
Okay, nice meeting you. And this is this is your direct number?
That's correct. If you need also, you can text me on this line if you need something, okay?
Okay, can you text me your name so I can save it in my phone?
Sure. Through this same number I'm calling right now?
Yes.
Okay, I will shortly, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one. Take care.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen up.